After having spoken about the restoration of honour to the Jewish people, for all those that wanted Mashiach, and that there's going to be tremendous simcha in Eretz Yisrael, there's going to be tremendous joy with the Binyan Beis Hamikdash, there's going to be a restoration of Malchus Beis David, and it's going to last forever. We are davening that should happen very soon. What will happen as a result of that? When all of this takes place, Tzadikim, the righteous, Yiru v'yismachu, when they see the victory of good over evil, they're going to rejoice. V'yisharim ya'aloizu, and those who are upright will exalt. V'chasidim, those that are even greater than Tzadikim and Yisharim, those that always go lefnei Mishur HaSadin. Barine Yagil, they're going to rejoice with a with loud song. And at that point, Va'elasa Tikvat Spia, all those who perform acts of evil, they're going to shut their mouths. V'chaharisha Kula, all wickedness, ka'ashan tichle, it's just going to disperse, be nullified like smoke. Why? Because it's all going to happen when kisavim, m'shara zodim and aretz, when they're going to remove the rule of the eight Sahara from the world. In this world right now, forces of evil, call it kechasatum, sitra achra, the eight Sahara, call it what you want, appear to have power in the world. And they spread evil. But last in love, when Mashiach comes, where everyone recognizes Malchus Hashem, Yichud Hashem, evil will lose its seductive power. And therefore, it will shut its mouth. And therefore, all evil will dissipate like smoke. Because smoke is something when you look from afar, it looks like it's a black wall. It looks like it has real substance to it. It looks like it has its own independent identity. But Rav Chaim explains that ultimately people will see there's nothing to it. You can walk straight through it. It's nothing there. It's just an optical illusion of something that's big and imposing. But there's nothing to it really. Chalarisha kula ka'ashan tichla. There's a bit of a debate whether this word kula is there, isn't there. Once you've already said kol harisha, all wickedness, why do you need to say kula as well? The truth is that in terms of psukim in the Torah, you do find ki chol ha'eda kulam kadoshim, chol malchi goyim kulam. I mean, you kol and kulam do go together. And therefore, those that edited it out really shouldn't. And the correctness, it does seem, is v'chol harisha kula. It's like kol ha'olam kula. And that's how it works. The idea of having the double lashon is to show how true it is. And how real it is. Not that it's some kind of exaggeration or hyperbole. This is for real. Kol harisha kula. It's not dissimilar to the Bitl Yetzirah at the beginning of the second Beis Hamikdash, where the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah were able to destroy certain Yetziraras. Now we'll see it for real. We'll see it for everything. This is what we daven for. And this is where the real rejoicing will happen, where the Tzadikim, the Yesharim and the Chasidim will be vindicated for everything they did in this world, now that truth will be evident to everyone. Ah, and then they'll really rejoice.